player I'm going to get mad at you guys about, just so, you know, steel yourself.
Failure.
You take it very personally.
You shame me, guys. You shame me.
Uh-oh.
Tell me why I'm wrong.
So I'm just going with my heart over my head, because my head is stupid anyway.
Prepare for total domination.
Oh, that's just dumb, though.
I've never been proven more wrong in my life so quickly and so dramatically. Recording May 2nd, 2023. I hope you all paid your rent on time. This is the sixth podcast of the year. Roster prognostication edition, with your host reporting from the East Coast for the next few weeks or so, Snap Wilson. It's 9:38 p.m. What are we doing up? Along with Robococo, MJ Tolliver. Folks, I watch sports for the first, not for the first time from the East Coast, because I used to live in Atlanta, but I watched the games, some Game 7 hockey games, and they were up way past my bedtime. I don't know how y'all do it. It's rough. I need to get back.
You're welcome to time slot hell.
I know. I hate it so much. I'm glad I'm going to be back before the WNBA season starts. But right now, we are getting into roster training camp, final roster predictions. This is a rough one. We're going to guide you through it. It's a mess. That's all I'm going to say. It's a bit of a mess going on out here. And we will start with the Atlanta Dream. Atlanta Dream. Protected contracts for the Atlanta Dream are Cheyenne Parker, Alicia Gray, Danielle Robinson, Monique Billings, Nia Coffey, Ari McDonald is guaranteed for 2024, not for 2023. So I think theoretically they have to pay her next year, even if they cut her this year, which is kind of weird. They wouldn't have to pay her salary this year, but they would have to pay it next year. But they're keeping her around anyway. So basically, she is going to be guaranteed. That is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 spots right there. I think we can safely say Ryan Howard is making the team. So that would be spot number 7. Hard to see Haley Jones not making the team. That's spot number 8. And I feel confident at least that Letitia Amihir is also making it for spot number 9. Ileana Repair was picked up on waivers. She would not be joining until June. She is not joining until after Eurobasket. That means that her contract will likely be suspended up until that point, meaning they don't have to pay her until that point. There's no reason to cut her at this point. So that is spot number 9. And if they have to backfill, they have to do it with hardship exceptions, which means going under 10 players. I don't think that they are going to do that. Becky, I'm going to lean on you initially for the does this match what you see as well type questions. Does that seem right to you in terms of, oh, guarantees? I think Naz Hillman is also a guarantee. So that's 10. You don't think so?
Oh, guarantee. I thought it'd be guaranteed contract.
No, not guaranteed contract. I mean guaranteed roster spot.
Yeah, I see Naz.
You know what I mean? Like a lock.
Yes. Yeah, I have Naz in it. I don't think she's necessarily a lock. But based on who else they have in training camp, they lost, unfortunately, Kalani Brown got injured. I was excited about, where was Kalani Brown? Anyway.
No, she's in Dallas.
She's in Dallas, but she's injured. Anyway, I just felt like, I don't know. I didn't see anyone else in their training camp that would make it over Naz or AD, personally.
Okay.
So.
Oh, do you think AD is that? See, that's the spot that I had a question mark on.
I have AD as the last one, and then I put Leah Brown as like the question mark with what are they doing with Ileana Repair if they could get someone else in there until she shows up. Leah Brown would be the person I would put in there, but I think AD has shown a lot. I think they should have that spot.
Okay. I went the other direction. I think that the final spot. So we have Cheyenne 1, Alicia 2, Danielle 3, Monique Billings 4, Nia Coffey 5, Ari McDonald 6, Ryan Howard 7, Haley Jones 8, Letitia Amihir 9, Naz Hillman 10, Ileana Rupaire 11, and then, you know, eventually that spot gets backfilled if it's if they need the hardship. That leaves one more. And my final spot came down to AD and Leia Brown. And I think Leia Brown has I'm giving her the edge because of positional versatility, number one. And number two, I think that AD's basic advantage is scoring, but not necessarily defense. And Tanisha is defensive coach. That's the way that I see it. MJ, how are you feeling about this roster? Who do you think? What do you think about what we've seen so far?
Ileana is my last. I have all the rest and Leia Brown on there as well. I don't have AD.
Oh, okay. So you went Leia Brown over AD as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah, I think that's the final battle. ENFP, I should point out, ENFP Dream Fan also basically did this exercise as well. And he has Michaela Pivik in the makes also for that spot, which would be kind of interesting since we haven't heard a lot from her over the past couple of years. I know she's suffered some injury things. So that's interesting. He also has, I think he has his pulse on kind of what's going on. But yeah, I think I think positionally, I know if AD does not wind up here, AD is going somewhere because they do have a good, really good scoring pedigree. And I think somebody might be in the market for that. Maybe a team like Seattle or
A general feeling that this, I'll just give an overall of how I was feeling doing this exercise. It felt like there's more moves to come because there are some weird training camp rosters where, like, why do you have 7 point guards on your training camp roster and this team has no point guards? There was a lot of movement to be had, and there were some teams, like you mentioned, Seattle, where like they only had like 5 or 6 players that were obvious, like, I know are going to be in the league players on their training camp.
Very true.
Which doesn't mean that there's, you know, if you make a WNBA training camp, like, you have the skills to be in the league. There's just only so many spots, right? But there were, I just feel like there's people who are cut from these training camps have options elsewhere as well based on what's going on here. We'll discuss when we go team by team, but absolutely AD or Leia Brown, if they don't make this team, could be potentially up to make another team because there seems to be more movement that should be happening coming up.
Yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth. When I was going over the roster, I'm going, what's on this page, there's somebody that is not on this page that is going to be part of the final roster. I just feel like some teams are just waiting for cuts to pick somebody up. That was my impression.
Especially Seattle, like you said.
There could be very, very much Seattle. There are a couple of candidates.
Though right, somehow the Washington Mystics got Emily Engsler, who was one of those cuts. Yep. It's like they have one of the most complete rosters that they get to like a great cut out of camp. I don't know.
We're going to get to this is actually kind of infuriating to me. What Indiana did, I have to assume that there's some, we'll get to it when we get to the Indiana, but I figure there's something going on behind the scenes because I can't understand it from a player talent perspective. I don't get it. It makes no sense. Totally. But moving on.
We'll discuss.
Chicago Sky, Becky's team, guaranteed salaries are Kalia Copper, Marina Mabry, Isabel Harrison, Courtney Williams, and Elizabeth Williams. Astu Dufall has opted out, so her contract has been suspended for the season. I think we can also include as locks Rebecca Gardner. We can include Alanna Smith because James Wade said Alanna Smith is making the team, and I don't think he's going to lie about that. Ruthie Hebert, I do not think that they are going to cut the player coming off of her pregnancy. Unlike some teams, or not. So
the question is, she's in training camp. I don't know.
Yes.
I haven't been able to watch a documentary yet, which I'm excited to watch. But I don't know. I don't know
what the update was.
Is she ready to play?
She's she hasn't gone back to full action yet, which means it's probably going to be at least a couple months before she returns. So okay. they'll get at least a minimum salary spot until she's ready. Dana Evans apparently yoked Dana Evans now, and I need pictures. I need pictures.
Oh yeah, I've heard that too. Yeah. No, she looks pretty. So, I follow her Instagram. She looks pretty.
I'm that will be my first check after we log off. I need to see yoked Dana Evans. Now I'm more scared of her than ever. I really motivated her, didn't I, guys?
Yeah, you did.
I joke. Beyond that, I do not see any particular locks on this team. So there's a lot of room. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 total. And I mean, when I say nine, I say somebody is going to be filling in for Ruthie Hebert. So really 8. And then there's room I believe, to get up to 12, if I'm not mistaken. Now, let me look at my little spreadsheet.
Yeah, I got us to 12. List.
You got 12
too, MJ?
Yeah, I got 12 as well. It was really close, though.
If Ruthie isn't there, it's flawed. So, yeah.
All right. So
another update from Sky Show Chai. He translated something. It sounds like Liuru is injured.
Yeah, she is.
But it's unclear. No. I know.
The producer she's on my list.
James Wade's comments on it did not make it sound like he was, you know, gung-ho about her making the team.
Though the fact that she came here,
mm-hmm.
I feel like the arrangement last year seemed very clear. That was like, if she's coming out here, she's playing, sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But it also sounds like this injury might keep her out for a while. So that's another one.
Yeah, they said they're just trying to get her back in shape at this point. Yeah. So I don't think she's starting the season regardless.
Yeah.
Here's who I had for those final three spots. And then there will be another one for Ruthie, and God only knows who that will be. I put Kayana Trey. Oh, Ksenia. Whatever her last name is. I've already lost track of it. Malashka. She is not coming over.
Okay.
She is staying overseas, or I don't know what she's doing. She's not going to be playing in the WNBA. She announced that she was weighing her options, and she decided to not play in this season. So she is not in camp. But Kayana Traylor, I gave it to Kayana Traylor. I gave it to Christina Nigue, because without Hebert, they are going to need some actual front court help. And Anigwe is at least somebody who has played in the league and is a veteran, et cetera, et cetera. And then mostly based on what you said last week or the week before, I can't remember what it was, Annalie Maley for that final spot. And then there's going to be another one filling in for Hebert. And I am at the Lord only knows position of this. Angel Baker, at least we've seen her in camp. I know who Fayonda Fitzgerald is. I know who Morgan Birch is. I don't know who Robin Parks is. So I'm at a complete loss as to who that final player might be. But I feel decent about those three making the final roster. How are you feeling, Becky?
That's who I had, too. I had if Liuru's very much out, as is Ruthie, it's got to be Anigwe coming in. I love Annalie Maley. She basically played until Rebecca Gardner joined the team. Young player out of Australia, just all hustle. She's one of those players where you feel like there's 8 Annalie Maleys on the court. She's just kind of everywhere. Very, very fun to watch. I think we'll fit into this new Sky roster of players, of hustle transition players. And so I would love to see her make the team. I feel like she's who I would have there. And then I put Kayana Traylor too. We drafted her. Wade must like her. And the last spot, I have Fayonda Fitzgerald or Robin Parks as one of them, maybe.
Do you feel like this is a team that could be waiting for a drop, waiting for a particular cut?
potentially, I feel like there's a lot of wings, and there's a lot of like versatile players in terms of players that can play, can be ball handlers, etc. But we don't have a lot of bigs. And our training camp doesn't have a lot of bigs. So I could see us waiting and picking up another big, because as it stands, we have Izzy, Elizabeth Williams, Anigwe. Yeah. Are like
not alive.
It just looks weird. It looks yeah. weird compared to last year.
And then we
year.
Have all these amazing wings, and I love them. But
little small ball going on right yes, now in Chicago.
Yes. And our bigs aren't even very big bigs. So
that's true.
Nope.
I mean, a lot of Smith plays the four sometimes, I think. Anyway, we could be waiting for someone tall to walk in the door.
All right, MJ, who did you come up with for this roster?
My flawed list.
Your flawed list. Give us your flawed list.
Well, Ruthie's on it. So yeah. I got Casey, Marina, Izzy, Elizabeth Williams, Ruthie, Rebecca, Dana Evans. Is Courtney Williams actually on her turn?
Yeah. She got a guaranteed contract and everything. She's there.
Yeah, I got Alana Smith because I seen the same tweet or something that you've seen from the coach. I put Christine on here as well. I put Lee and Kenyana Traylor.
Yeah,
hopefully you had me playing mental gymnastics with this spreadsheet because I like to keep people and I have to keep it right or that difference turns red. And yeah.
All right. Let's move on. Connecticut Sun. This one I think is going to wind up being surprising. And it's just a vibe I get from Stephanie White, who seems to have like very clear particular ideas about how she wants this team to play. And I think we may see some interesting end of the roster choices. I'll just say, but guaranteed deals. We have DeWanna Bonner, Alyssa Thomas, Brianna Jones, Rebecca Allen, and Ty Harris. And then locks beside that, Tiffany Hayes for sure. Natisha Heidemann for sure. That is as far as I would go with locks. I would put Dejanay Carrington in the likely category. So that's eight. And then after that, I think it's wide open. What did you have, Becky?
Totally agree on those, though. I agree Dejanay Carrington's kind of the last on the list, and you know, she doesn't play that much. I could see her not making it if there were other people available.
Yeah.
I put for my last three spots, which really were kind of guesses. Olivia Nelson-Adota had a pretty good season, pretty good showing. Lauren Cox. Would love to see Lauren Cox back on a team. And Kiki Herbert-Harrigan.
Okay. So no Alexis Morris.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
No.
I think they're also kind of up against it cap-wise. Like they can't get
They're very tight. I have $5,000 left over with these folks. And I think they don't have a lot of, you know, they have these two, like they have Brianna Jones, their new center, and Alyssa Thomas. And then they don't have a lot of, again, large people on the team, so I think they need Ono.
They need one of them, right?
Yeah, but I don't think just. I think they need someone like. They need someone like Lauren Cox too, right?
I'm wondering like what direction she's gonna, because Stephanie White talked about a lot about wanting to get out and play fast and play in transition and all of this stuff. And I'm like, which big is going to do that on this list? The one who was tweeting about, thank goodness I played for Nikki Collin at Baylor. She's really prepared me for this, was Caitlin Bickle, which could be really, really interesting if she winds up being the one. I have no clue. It didn't sound She Stephanie White did praise Alexis Morris for her communication and energy, but this is not the kind of thing necessarily that you're like, oh yeah, these are the qualities that are going to get you on the roster, your communication and energy, and not any specific skills that, you know, we would normally wind up seeing. I also don't know, like, with it seems like the point guard is kind of set as, you know, as uninspiring as it is. I mean, Natisha is very good. Ty Harris is your backup, and she's got the guaranteed salary. And I think White has said good things about Ty Harris, like things that she expects that she can do. So decently safe there. It's weird for Nia Clouden to dip out after one season, but it looks very possible. Alexis Morris may not make it. Yeah, Olivia Nelson-Dodd, I was thinking that too, and then I'm hearing that she wants to play in transition. It's like, is that Olivia Nelson Adota, or are you just taking her for those, whatever, 15 minutes, 10 minutes that Breonna Jones is not going to play type of deal, or even less than that, maybe? The backup big spot is, or the backup center, backup power forward, I don't see it on this team, really. It's kind of desperation time once you get past the first, like the starters, essentially. I guess Bonner can hit the four as a backup. But yeah, where's the backup five? MJ, what are your thoughts?
Well, I have Dejanay. I have Alexis, actually. I also picked Ashton to maybe be the one to kind of shore up what direction you guys are going in with the height issues.
Isn't she a guard?
She's a forward.
Is she? All right. Mm-hmm.
6'5".
Oh, all right. Never mind.
So, yeah, I'm, you know, and I believe she's a rookie too. So,
yeah, she was drafted.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm thinking that that's why, you know, potentially why she was drafted too. So, and then I put Kiara Smith on my list as well.
Oh, a little bit of, we're all over the playing place with on this. The
playing with the money gymnastics. You know how I am.
Yep. So it's safe to say this may be a team that it might look really different by the time we're all done. This is a team I could see holding out for a trade or for something, you know, to get rid of some other team's overstock. Like if Charlie Collier got traded for a second or a third round draft pick, like I could see Connecticut going, yeah, why not? Let's take that. Let's go.
Yeah, real quick.
Yeah, this is call
Dallas.
Call Dallas.
Call Dallas.
Call on Dallas. Speaking of which, moving right along to the Dallas Wings, protected salaries are Arike Ogunbowale, Natasha Howard, who is thinking, why not MVP? Why not her winning the MVP? I have a few reasons, but that's not what we're going to talk about on this podcast. Tierra McCowan, Diamond DeShields, Satu Sabali. So those five, all guaranteed. Locks beyond that, gonna say Veronica Burton, sure. Gonna say,
Maddie
Segrist. Gonna say Lou.
They're gonna keep their number three pick.
Yeah, they're gonna keep Maddie. They're gonna keep Lou because she was the number five pick. They're gonna keep Veronica. That's all I got is locks. Can you believe this? No, I guess a walk. Not giving up a walk yet. And they would have to pay her next year anyway. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You said Kalani was injured?
That's my understanding.
Okay. So that's 9 right there. As unbelievable as it seems, I could see Charlie making it back. She's dodging bullets left and right, but she might make it back to this team.
She's on my list.
She might. Yeah, I don't. It's like they have no backup bigs. The Satu is it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and that's fair. She didn't make my team, but now that I'm looking at it, it's like, oh, I did not.
Like, why not?
Keep any. backup bigs.
And then Crystal Dangerfield, assuming that they, but even so, like, okay, you just drafted Lou. You got Veronica. Are you, they really keeping three? I guess Lou can play off ball.
Yeah.
It's, this is such a weird team. Boy, I have, I'm going to have a lot to say when we talk about predictions. The one I'm really hoping for, and this is a bummer that potentially only one of these players is going to make it, because I like them both.
Yes, but
Kit Laska, Laksa, Khadija Laksa, who have liked all along, her shot is as wet as it gets. I really want to see her somewhere. There's a spot for her on this team as a backup wing, for sure. And she has a skill that they desperately need. Now you got Abby Myers. It's very, very good.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I feel better about both of these than I do, say, Ashley Jones.
I have Ashley.
Do you?
Yeah.
Let me look at this. 1, 2. Becky, what was your roster?
I had Crystal Dangerfield, and then I had Abby Myers, and then I had our golden child, Jasmine Dickey.
Nice. The one I was,
Jasmine Dickey said that the one I completely forgot about her.
Can score, and she did. So
she did
score, okay. A few times. I got really excited, though. I'm realizing having her, I just feel like they're gonna move on from Charlie Collier, but it does make sense to keep her. Given
it's looking like it. It's,
I mean,
because
they have
Satu really
and Awak as their backup bigs. That'd be four.
Yeah. Oh, man. I don't know. I have a feeling Charlie, and it's Greg Bibb who's going to be making the roster decisions, because we've seen how the coaches treat Greg Bibb's roster decisions.
Okay. I might have made up that Kalani Brown thing, because I'm seeing something from training camp where Kalani Brown's playing. So
I kind of feel like she's not going to make it anyway.
Well,
I don't know. I'm going with Charlie as the prediction. I feel more solid about that than I feel about Crystal Dangerfield making it, even though they gave her the $80,000 deal. I think we're headed for Meg Gustafson territory all over again, where they give her this deal above the minimum and then let her go anyway. Is it seems where we're headed. This is a weird team.
I am currently watching clips of Kalani Brown on Twitter. Uh-huh. And I'm now saying Kalani Brown's making it.
Okay.
She looks mobile. She looks fit. I'm excited for her.
There is nobody else I would rather have hold my purse during a brawl outside of a nightclub in the vicinity of the Tenders and Bites food truck. I love Kalani Brown. I followed her for a bit when she was rolling with the Aces, and she's really, really funny. So my hope is Kit Laksa. I hope she makes it. I kind of hope Abby Myers makes it, but I can see that's kind of an uphill climb. And I just want to hear Lou Lopez Senechal just talk, because her voice is wonderful. Her accent is amazing. All right, moving on to my nemesis. It's my nemesis right now, because I hate it.
What?
This is my nemesis.
Why?
Right now. You know what? They have to get back in my good graces. They really do. All right. Guaranteed salaries for the Indiana Fever. Yeah. Kelsey Mitchell.
Yeah.
Erica Wheeler. Victoria Vivians. And Emma Cannon. Because you have to guarantee Emma Cannon's salary. Somebody will pick her up. Also making the team, obviously, Aaliyah Boston. Melissa Smith. Grace Berger. I feel Lexi Hall is going to be a guarantee, going to be a lock. Queen Egbo. That's it. That's my
Taylor?
Locks.
No, huh? Taylor? No Taylor?
Not a lock. She should. For sure. Okay. I can't believe you didn't mention, I didn't lock Destiny Henderson either.
I got Destiny.
All right. Well, Michael, this is your team. I'm going to get, this is, it's infuriating. So here, let me just go through this. They did this whole bit with Victoria Saxon. This almost makes it seem to me like Victoria Saxon is locked, because they were immediately trumpeting her up. Oh, she does all the little things. All the assistant coaches had, you know, they headshot interviews regarding Victoria Saxon. High praise. Glue girl. the enemy of the horse girl, the glue girl.
Oh.
Does all the little things, the tips don't show up, that don't show up in the box score, the hustle plays, the rebounds, the offensive rebounds, the putbacks, which do show up in the box score, by the way. All these things. You know who also did all of those things? Emily Engstler.
Yeah.
That was Emily Engstler. That was what everybody was saying, that what they were saying about her constantly last year. Oh, the hustle player. Absolutely the hustle player. You know what? Emily Engstler was elite at two skills in her first season in the WNBA. She was an elite offensive rebounder. She was an elite shot blocker. She was also elite at taking personal fouls, but, you know, as something young bigs often have a problem with, and they have time to work on it. Unlike Victoria Saxton, Emily Engstler shot threes. And for the past three seasons, including her two in college, she shot them pretty well. 35%, 37% in college over her last 2 years in college on decent volume. She shot well decently last year, 35. She is not a very good free throw shooter, which makes you think maybe that won't hold up. But there have been players who have been good three-point shooters and oddly terrible poor free throw shooters. In the NBA, Bruce Bowen, if MJ, if you remember him from the Spurs, 39% three-point shooter, 57.5% free throw shooter. Ooh, there are just some players that are like that have a three-point touch and don't necessarily have the form for free throw shooting. But that's beside the point. She was in there for one season. She showed two elite skills at the very least, which is something to build off of, because a lot of players don't even show that. Victoria Saxton doesn't take threes at all. And all of the things that they were talking about, all the things she did well, oh, she defends, and she gets offensive putbacks, and she does the little tip plays and the hustle plays and blah, blah, blah. That is everything that Emily Engstler did. I cannot fathom this decision. I don't get it. It doesn't make any sense to me unless there was a personal issue of some sort that we just don't know about. I don't get it. It really is baffling. I can't think of any reason why this
can I, was let me made. Smooth it over. Let me smooth All right. it over for you, because this is what I thought.
Okay.
I'm thinking, why would you, because, you know, I love Emily, and I'm thinking the same thing. Like, why would you get rid of her? My whole, I guess I adjusted and shifted my perspective, because I kind of felt how you felt, like ranting about it. But I looked, you know, up a little bit, and I was like, well, Aaliyah Boston is there, and she does that too. So maybe they had some agreement in place, like, you know, you play really well for us. We don't want to just end up pushing you down, you know, down the bench. Mm-hmm. And Aaliyah comes in and sucks in all those minutes. And then we, you know, we have you just doing half or a little less than half of what you were able to do minutes wise, output wise, everything. So we're going to send you somewhere where I'm not sure that she'll really be playing.
They didn't send her anywhere.
In Washington. didn't Washington get her, right?
They didn't claim her off of waivers. She cleared waivers, which means she is no longer making the player round pick 1 through 4 salary.
Oh.
Which I'm sure had something to do with it. That was like they didn't want to use that on their fifth big.
Right.
I guess that level of salary. But also, it's just like you have the money anyway.
Yeah.
Number one.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. And why are you paying Emma Cannon $80,000 if it means cutting Emily Engstler?
Yeah. Now, when it comes to Emma Cannon, yeah, I fully understand. So, yeah, we could go back with how you were feeling.
Becky, do you have anything to add about this?
I agree that it doesn't make any sense and seems wrong and bad. I just, like, what is with Indiana and just giving up on their top draft picks? Like, I don't get it. Emily Engstler is, like, it's not like she had a perfect season, but you right. drafted her knowing that she had all these flashes of promise. And develop.
And she showed
that.
Something. She showed.
She showed she can do it. She's going to be a very good player, I think. I think you could develop her, and they're just saying, eh. I guess.
Yeah, it's like
well.
she shot terribly, for sure. But still, it's like it's her rookie season. She's going to get better. She's going to get let's see what you have when she already can displays, you know, a couple of really, really useful skills. I don't get it. It's infuriating to me. I'm out on the fever until I can calm down because it's making me angry. Anyway, my team, Kelsey, Erica, Victoria, Emma, Aaliyah, Melissa, Grace, Lexi Hull, Queen Egbo, and I went with Saxton just because of the way they're pumping her up. I don't know why, but it seems like something that they're trying to sell. I have a feeling this is somebody that either Christy Sides really liked or Lynn Dunn really liked. And then either Christy Wallace or Taylor McSell. I'm not sure. Oh, I did list Destiny Henderson in here, but I'm not really confident about that. I think Grace Berger. I think Grace Berger does like basically everything that you would expect Destiny Henderson to do, but I kept her on the roster anyway because I don't know. And then Victoria Sexton and either Christy Wallace or Taylor McSell, and that's a toss up to me. I think it should be Taylor, but I can also see that Christy Sides is maybe wants to go with the defense, and that would be Christy Wallace for sure. She would be their best defensive guard, just looking down up and down the roster for sure, 100%. And that might be reason enough to keep her, is if you need that defensive stop. So, who did you have, Becky?
Okay, I had not seen all of the interviews by Victoria Saxton, so that didn't factor in. She didn't make my team. I didn't have Lexi Hull making it, and that's probably incorrect. I think based on, I felt like the Engsler move also seemed to be like, we're going to go more in on Lexi Hull. Also gave me that vibe. So
AU, AU standout, Lexi Hull.
That's true. So I still had Destiny Henderson making it. Christy Wallace, I thought she had a great season last season. Like, if she doesn't make this team, someone else is going to snatch her up immediately. Taylor McSell, and then I guess Lexi Hull. I also had Maya Caldwell. I really want Maya Caldwell to make this team. But I guess maybe it's
really good in limited minutes.
Maya Caldwell and Destiny Henderson as the last spot.
All right. You're the expert, MJ, on this team. Who did you have?
I wanted to also add FIBA legend Lexi Hull.
FIBA 3-on-3
FIBA legend. FIBA 3-on-3 legend Lexi
outscored Hull. The women and the men.
Yeah, that's when she was going crazy. Yeah. My list is kind of crazy because I have pretty much everybody who you guys have, but
you have pick extra picks. You can add as many players as you want.
I didn't keep Victoria Saxton.
Okay, fair enough. I may be reading way too much into it. I think I'm mad. I think I'm just angry.
I have LaDeja Williams.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Oh, I want to have LaDeja.
You know, there isn't anybody who would necessarily shock me in their camp. Like Bernadette Hittar could make it, and I'd be like, yeah, I can see that. Renelia Davis could make it, and I can see, yeah, I can see that. There isn't a single name on here that I'm like, no, there's definitely no way this person is making it.
And it's because you can tell that they're trying to figure out what they're going to look like with Aaliyah coming in with Melissa. If Melissa brings anything from AU to back
and
to
overseas.
The W, and well, I didn't see her overseas.
Yeah, she's killed it. She's killed it out. Everywhere she's played this offseason.
Okay, yeah. So if she comes like that, then yeah, they have some reconfiguring to do. That's why I wanted them to get Grace Berger as well. Well, I wanted them to get Grace because of Aaliyah, but then seeing Alyssa do what she did in AU was like, ooh wee. Yeah, please get a point guard over here to orchestrate all of this and make it work and make it flow better. Ahead of Destiny Henderson too. Destiny, you know, I have her on my list because she's like the hustle girl. She comes in, she'll make a couple quick shots, keep the energy going, keep the pace going, whatnot. And yeah, I got Queen Egbo, Taylor, LaDeja, Yeah, pretty much everybody you guys listed. Kelsey, Erica, Victoria Vivian's, sorry, Emma Cannon. Yep, Leah, Nalissa, Grace, Lexi, Queen Egbo. Yep, that's my list. Queen Egbo, yep, Taylor, Maxell, Destiny, and LaDeja.
All right, let us move on to my team. The wonderful, glorious Las Vegas Aces.
They had no picks. Let's carry on. No, I'm messing with you.
This one's easy. This one's pretty easy. It's going to come down to the only spot is going to come down to which of last year's rookies I think is going to make it. So the locks are Asia Wilson, Kelsey Plum, Chelsea Gray, Jackie Young, and Alicia Clark. Beyond that, I think Candace Parker's making the team. Seems like Kayla George. I forgot. Kayla George is also got a guaranteed salary. Beyond that, it's Requana, Candace Parker, Requana Williams, Kia Stokes. They're all making it. Sydney Colson is making it for no other reason than that she is providing a wealth of social media content for the team. But that, I think the locker room thing is absolutely perfect. That they want her along. And then I think it comes down to Kirsten Bell versus Aisha Shepherd. And I think Kirsten Bell has the inside track. I'm not going to list her AU standout performance as the reason why, but it did kind of show that she is fully capable of playing like the three or the four. She was basically playing power forward in AU and looked entirely comfortable doing it. Just getting out, running in transition, playing defense, blah, 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 blah. That positional versatility. And the thing that Aisha Shepherd does really well, shooting, they've got that in abundance already. I don't think they need their 11th player to be a shooter. So I think among this, and this is another team, even with this lineup with Kirsten Bell, it's just $485 left over. So they can't upgrade to like a veteran. I could see them potentially looking at a drop if it's somebody that like Becky really likes. But among 0 to 2 year players, seems less likely. I think she would be more inclined to go out for a veteran, but they don't have the room for it. So I think that's the team. Those are the 11. And it leaves them with absolutely no money, but they shouldn't need it if everybody is decently healthy. Becky, is that what you had?
Exact same thing.
Okay.
Came down to Kirsten Bell or Asia Shepherd, and I felt like it was going to be Kirsten. I mean, I thought it's possible they keep both the old rooks and get rid of Sid, but...
They can't do that.
The locker room.
The locker room. They need her for the locker room.
They need her.
She's already been the preseason MVP in terms of content. Did you guys see the Chelsea Gray big hugathon video yet?
I have not.
No. Oh, go look at my latest tweet when you have a chance, which is basically I am playing this every time I am remotely sad. It is so good. I loved it so much. It's just Chelsea had hugs for everybody. And every interaction just really had something going for it. I loved it. Just gave me the warm fuzzies. I almost teared up. It was so good. MJ, did you have any differences?
No, we're all lockstep with this.
Okay, this was pretty easy for me.
I chose Kirsten because she's the incumbent and because of what she showed in AU as well. Like it shows that she actually took the experience of playing with the champions and is translating it, And it's starting to show in her own game. So if she can bring that to the W, then yeah, she definitely deserves that spot.
All right. From the solid to the messy, we're going to the Sparks. Bring them up on her. Yeah. Guaranteed salaries. Azuree Stevens, Jasmine Thomas, Nneka Agwumike, Derica Hamby, and Katie Lou Samuelson, who is... not very likely to play much, if at all. She is out with baby. She has baby. So once again, congratulations to Katie Lou. So there will be a replacement for that. In addition to those five players, I think Chene is a lock, pretty obviously. Your girl. Lexi Brown.
Lexi.
I think Zaya Cook is a lock. I feel way better about her than I did about Ray Burrell last year. And that's it in terms of locks. Becky, did you have anybody else?
I think Crystal Bradford is making this team, mostly because all the other players left available are point guards. So
that's fair. It really is desperation times after that.
And she was injured last season, but the season before that, she had a really, really strong season.
She did. And she decided to get into the tenders and bites in Broglio.
Yeah, but she was signed to this guy.
That's it. Yeah. I hope she does. She also looked really good in AU.
Yeah. The problem with Zaya Cook being a lock, it would make sense, but she's competing with Laysha Clarendon, Jordan Kanda, Shanice Swain, and Yang Li Wei, plus already the starting,
you don't think she's
or
more
the
wing?
Backup point guard. I guess if you're playing her wing.
Yeah.
Playing her wing.
That was my thinking.
Okay. If we're playing her wing, then great. Because otherwise, this competition for backup point guard is tight on this team.
Yeah, and that's it. I think one of Jordan, Kanda, or Laysha Clarendon is making it, but not both. So let me see what her height is. Oh, she's 5'9". They have to be playing her. If they're going for her, they're going for her in a scoring role, I would think. And that's basically was her strength, right? Was that she was a scoring guard, more or less. Am I off base with that, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, she can certainly score.
Yeah, that's what I feel like they're going with it, off ball. So yeah, her or Wang Li Wei, I could see both even just because they really, really need the shooting with Stephanie Talbot's unfortunate injury. Katie Lou's pregnancy, that wing rotation looked really, really good. And then it all just kind of collapsed. Joyner Holmes, I had her making it because Kurt is familiar with her. And if he picked her up, then he probably has some interest in her making it. I had Crystal Bradford as well making the team. They do have some dead money with Kennedy Carter. So I don't know necessarily that they're going to get to 11. I think they only have room for 11 is what it seems. So I didn't choose between Clarendon and Kanda because I'm a coward and I didn't want to figure it out. I really don't know who's, I think Clarendon, if Laysha's healthy, I think they have the inside track. But then I had Joyner Holmes and I had Crystal Bradford. And then for Katie Lou's replacement, I went Yang Li Wei. MJ, who did you have?
I thought about Yang. You know, I went with Monica Cizanano. I love her. What?
You're doing a really good impression of me. I appreciate it. That's fantastic. My ability to completely screw up names.
MJ Wilson today. Snap MJ.
Your radio.
Yes. Like a broken one. But yeah, I want her on this team.
It'd be a great story.
Citing, like, it's a lot of guards. And I think that she has a role for what this team wants to do. She has a role. You know, I mentioned it last week, like, the, you know, they want to shoot. So if you know, just have her do the things she was doing for Caitlin and boom, wide open. And then she's a big body. She might be able to, she won't probably bother like the JJs and, Aja Wilsons, but she's still a big body. Like, that's somebody you can throw out there if she's having a bad game or if you just need a big body, depending on what type of game for her translates to the W, and just put her out there. But she definitely has a role, at least as a screener, for sure.
I didn't think about this, but Dierica is probably also not going to start the season. And I know that Dierica has had her boy, Legend, second child. So they may get a replacement player there, but I don't want to contemplate on that and whether or not. And I have no idea
They should have been the ones trying to run money at Emily Ensler. Like, hey, we heard here. Here's the money.
Yeah,
here,
you know, that's a really good point. That's a really good point, because that is definitely, both of those things are something that they could probably use. They could use shot blocking,
and it would have probably really worked well with NECA on the team too. Like, you can take some of the, like, all of that responsibility away from her.
At least the physical impact of it, for
and,
sure.
And let her focus on just offense and exerting her energy on offense a little bit more.
Yep. Becky, did I miss your picks?
No.
Okay.
I think I was pretty... I've gotten myself turned around on the spreadsheet, to be honest with you, because of all the people in and out. Mm-hmm. I had Joyner Holmes as well. And then I somehow have Laysha and Jordan Canada. I think because I added an extra for Katie Lou being out.
Oh, okay. That's fair. That's possible. Yeah. I mean,
it's hard to do the math with all of this, because I think they don't, I think they're allowed to do that.
They are. They would be if one of them was the pregnancy replacement player. They don't have to wait for hardship if that happens. So.
Yeah. But I'd really like to see Yang Li Wei and Shanice Swain on teams.
Yeah, I think
I've heard really good thing about both of them. Oh, I thought she was.
Oh, maybe I'm wrong then. I could be wrong.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's hard to keep up.
All right. Minnesota, this is a weird team, by the way.
Yep.
And MJ, I don't want to hear about how you think they're going to be sneaky good, because you're blowing my mind with this opinion. And I don't have mental space right now to fathom this team being sneaky good. All right. Locked salaries, guaranteed salaries are Kayla McBride, Ariel Powers, Natalie Achanwa, who is also out with baby. I don't know if she has had baby yet, but she is, was at the very least pregnant and not expected to play. Tiffany Mitchell, Bridget Carlton are the locks. Obviously, Nafisa Collier is also making the team. Jessica Shepherd is, I'll go ahead and give that one a lock. Diamond Miller, going to give that one a lock too. Just to be snooty, I don't see, I think Nikolina Milic is making it, because they don't have an actual real center besides her, unless if you think Jessica Shepherd is one, then that would be one, and then that's it. So I think Nikolina Milic is making it. I think Rachel Banham is making it, just because Cheryl Reeves loves Rachel Banham for whatever crazy reason. That's what I got in terms of guarantees. Did you have anybody else, Becky?
Yeah, I don't have Rachel Banham or Jessica Shepherd as guarantees. I do have them making them the team. I do agree. Cheryl loves Rachel Banham. I just, at some point, it seems to me, given what a disaster last year was, she might be a little more cutthroat. Okay,
the one I'm really, you blew my mind with is Jessica Shepherd. She had a good season last year.
Yeah, no, Jessica Shepherd, she was solidly on the team.
But, oh, okay, all right.
Yeah.
Oh, so maybe not Milic?
Oh, I also have Milic solidly on the team.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, because I thought she also had a very good season.
Okay.
And then the other one I thought a lot about Demiris Dantas, because she's kind of been a favorite of Cheryl's as well, but also it hasn't been working.
There's been so many injuries
at this point. I don't know, did you have Dantas on the team at all?
I didn't either,
but I'm now thinking I don't know. I'm wondering if it's going to be like Dorca or Dantas.
Number two, somebody on this list is going to make the Minnesota Lynx. Somebody who is not on this list is going to make the Minnesota Lynx. There's going to be a transaction or a pickup or something. Because number one, their point guards, that only natural point guards they have here are Lindsay Allen and Rachel Banham.
And both of them have been successful bench point guards.
Yeah.
But I don't think either of them are her starting point guard.
Very true. Please, they're not doing Ariel Powers as starting point guard again. Please God, no. She mentioned today that she all these things that she improved on, the 3-point shot accuracy, some other stuff. And then Stephen Drinkwald said, I'm outing him because he's private, but I'm going to do it anyway. He said, I noticed she didn't mention passing in there, which made me laugh. And I'm like, just, yeah, I hope that also means that she's not focused on playing point guard.
It's not her natural position.
It is not.
She wants to drive to the hoop. She wants to, like, when she gets the ball, she wants to go score it. And I love that quality in her. But if you put her in charge of having the ball every play, she's going to try to shoot it every play.
Yep.
And that's
an even mildly more efficient aerial powers. It would be a really, really good player. Like, even if she got up to like average efficiency, that would be a heck of a player. Cause she can find her shot for sure. So many wings: Kayla, Ariel Powers, Tiffany Mitchell, Bridget Carlton, Diamond Miller. I don't know where they're finding room for all of these players. I don't understand how this team is going to be constructed.
I also just had too many wings ? In all caps on my notes. So yeah,
I don't know who's getting traded or how they're getting traded, or it doesn't seem like any of these things are options. Like Cheryl just said, yeah, we're going with five wings who all look like they need. Well, maybe not Bridget Carlton, but they all need at least 20 minutes per game, right? how is this going to work? It is a very, very, very strange team. Who did I officially wind up with here? Oh God. So Nafisa, Jess Shepherd, Nikolina Milic, Diamond Miller, obviously. I had Rachel Banham because I think that Cheryl just loves Rachel Banham for whatever that's worth. And then it was like, yeah, Lindsay Allen, I guess, because she's also a point guard and the only other one. And that's 11 with all the guarantees. They're going to add another one because of Achanwa. So some minimum salary is making it because Achanwa will be out. And if it's a minimum salary, I don't think that necessarily means a rookie unless they're released and put back into circulation.
Washington.
I could be wrong about that. But I don't know beyond that. And that, even though that 11 leaves no room. That is dead up against the cap. $363 left over. That's it for that team.
Oh, how do I have 12?
How do you have 12? Now I'm
curious. Oh, it's because I didn't put Achanwa on the team.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they're paying her salary, so.
But I thought. But if she's somebody's going to take over then they get as a replacement.
Yeah, but the replacement is not going to free up that extra space for a 12th player.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well.
So it could be Dantas, right? Like if we take that out. Okay, Dantas is a minimum salary player now, and Dantas can be added as the pregnancy replacement player. Then that gets it. There is 11 right there. There's no room. I don't understand this. I don't get it.
MJ, I don't get who did the you plan. Have?
It's not any room, and my list is flawed because of Achanwa. Mm-hmm. It is. But I had I do have Jessica Shepherd in Keyshawna Washington on my list.
Okay.
And then sadly I have 13 people and I'm negative 25. I was going classic MJ. Negative $25,192. It kind of kicked in a little bit. I'm like, no. Who do I drop? And I just screenshotted it and didn't drop anybody. So I guess I would have to drop Taylor. Taylor's, how you say her name? Soul? Is it Soleil?
So you had Taylor Soul too.
It's Soul. Yeah, okay, you don't have room for Taylor Soul.
Yeah.
You do Taylor not. Soleil? You don't have Taylor Soul and Keyshawna Washington on this team. You just don't.
And Bria Beal?
You don't.
Did Dorka, you guys make it as well?
No.
Oh. You left out the fourth rookie. Come on.
It is pretty insulting when you have 15 people and say, nope, we can't have a 16th for Dorka. Right?
I mean, No, we can. I can add her right now. Actually,
yeah, go for it. May as well.
She could take Natalie's spot, and then the money will work.
So. I only left spots for 13 players, but MJ figured out the insert rows function.
Insert now. So yeah, she's here. She's here now.
She's here now.
I'm like doing it on my other phone right now.
Just use the second column, MJ. That's fine. It'll work. Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. All right, moving on. New York Liberty. This one again was pretty easy for me, but again, I think there's a Jocelyn Willoughby trade that they want to make. I don't know if they're going to be able to make it, but guaranteed salaries. There's a lot, many guaranteed salaries on this team. Jonquel Jones, that Nyjah Laney, Courtney Vandersloot, Brianna Stewart, Stephanie Dolson, Kayla Thornton, Sabrina Ionescu, and Jocelyn Willoughby, all guaranteed. I added Maureen Johan, Anju, and Epiphany Prince. Epiphany Prince may seem to be the one that is. And also, I know Epiphany Prince, Pip is hurt right now. I don't know if that's expected to be an ongoing thing. But I figure if she's in camp, it's because Stewie wanted her in camp. And therefore, it's very likely that she's making the team. That is 11. That only leaves $8,000 left. Like I said, I think that they want to move Jocelyn Willoughby to make room for Niara Sabali, potentially, would be my guess. And
I'm with that.
That's my guess of this roster. Becky, what did you have?
I had a little bit of a MJ team because I'm under $50,000.
Oh, wow.
I'm originally under 57. Yeah, go ahead, Becky.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't want them to cut Niara Sabali or Sika Kone. I want them both on this team.
Okay.
And hopefully they'll trade. I have too many bigs in all caps on this team. Because
there are a lot of bigs.
Because there are a lot of bigs. There's like two point guards, and then everyone else is just, oh, I guess bring you honest. Anyway, so I'm hoping that there's a trade or something going on that'll make room for Sika Kone and Niara Sabali.
So let me
somewhere in the league, because I think they're both very, like, they both have such potential.
I don't think that, that doesn't currently fit. Say you say Epiphany Prince is not making the team, then you can get both on.
Yeah. And you could just say, hey, oops, all bigs. We're just going to be taller than everyone else.
That's it.
Yeah. Bite us, you know?
Fair.
But yeah, it is a bummer to see. I don't think Dede Richards is making this team.
No, I don't think so either.
She's just been one of those players so associated with New York and New York Liberty. Like, she fits so right with the culture.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see her making it.
Gonna miss the puffs.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm guessing Sabli and Kone are fighting it out in training camp right now, I guess.
Yeah. I think both are supposed to be healthy. This could also be a maybe, if they really like one or both of them, then I could see maybe Hanshu being moved, which would be very interesting.
They could trade her to the sky.
They could trade her to the sky.
Wow. Which, okay.
Trying to manifest this. Free Hanshu.
I just thought of that idea, and I don't know. I should pass it along to someone. I think it's a good one.
It may have been mentioned before on the podcast. Could have been.
Yeah.
I think we did. We did.
I think we mentioned
it. Did we? Okay.
I think it was you too,
Wasn't.
Becky. I think it was Becky.
Yeah, maybe it was.
Any player I love, trader to the sky. It's fine. Yeah.
All right. What about you, MJ? Who'd you have for Liberty?
You want the bad list or the good list?
I want both. Give me both, babe.
Okay, well, I put too many on the original list.
Is two, the too many one the bad one or the good one?
Yeah, that's the bad one because I'm -57. What are you, Becky? -50 what?
Yeah, it's a -50,000.
Yeah, I'm at -57.
I just want to throw out there, WNBA teams, if you need a general manager, you know, right here.
Yeah.
Call us. We're a package deal.
We'll figure it out for you. And we might keep some people on the staff messing with me too. So. But my bad list, it's just got an extra player on it, and that's Niara Sabali. Mm. she's the only removal, but I do have everybody that's listed guaranteed. Then I have Didi, Nayara, Marine, and Hanshu. So oh my goodness. Was negative 57. So just take Sabali off of the list, and it's 13,636.
What was she, like the number five pick, right?
I think five or six, maybe seven, I think.
I'm looking this up right now because I'm very curious.
Yeah. Well, part of me is thinking draft. Seven for some reason. I don't know why seven is coming to mind. But I think I'm probably wrong too. It's probably not five or seven.
Yeah, no, fifth overall in 2022.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah, you got it.
Would be really
stupid
really
to let her go.
It's hard to see them like letting that go without her appearing at all.
Showing. Yeah.
I think they're really trying to get that Willoughby trade done to somebody.
They can
Willoughby is,
Hanshu
is very leave. Solid. Would be is somebody who I'd like to see in a different environment and get more time.
Yeah, and I don't let Hanshu go, and I'll save that for the prediction pod because the way that offense can run, the way that offense can run over there, man. I'll save that for then.
All right, moving on to another real mess. We have the Phoenix Mercury, unless I once again did everything out of order. The Phoenix Mercury guaranteed salaries: Diana Taurasi, Skylar Diggins-Smith, Brittany Griner, Sophie Cunningham, Brianna Turner, Mariah Jefferson. I'm going to say that Michaela Onyenwer is also a lock to make the team, and Shea Petty is a lock to make the team. And that is about it in terms of locks. They oddly waived Sydney Weiss, who they had on their roster as a training camp invitee. And they waived her for some reason. And looking over the rest of this roster, I'm like, are you sure about that? Because it's pretty desperate the rest of the way down. I really don't know what to make of this. I added Megan Gustafson. Because I think they like her. I think the coach, whose name I'm suddenly blanking on, really likes her. And that's it. You know, there's some interesting names. Destiny Harden is an interesting name. You got Kylie Shook. Jenny Sims, who played really, really well. I would hope that she got another shot. Somewhere. Oh, you have your all rookie team member, Sam Thomas. Destiny Slocum is somebody, a former ace, also somebody I like, but I cannot bring myself to fill out the rest of this roster. It just doesn't feel like there is much of a bench here at all. It looks pretty desperate. Becky, who did you have?
I had the same note, just will they pick up someone else with a bunch of question marks?
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I went through the guaranteed. And then I think Shea Petty, Megan Gustafson, Michaela Onyewede, all probably going to make it. And then the rest, I kind of just picked names I recognized, which is not like an ideal way. I think it'd be great that Destiny Harden, the rookie, can probably make this team.
Yeah. Third round pick.
Holy yeah, cow. They kept Sam Thomas last year. I don't.
I think Jenny Sims. If they keep anybody, it's going to be her.
Yeah, I had Destiny Harden, Kylie Shook, and Destiny Slocum as my technical team.
Good a guess as any.
But yeah, I agree. This seems like Phoenix. Phoenix was like dead silent in free agency. Skylar Diggins-Smith still. Probably wants to fight someone in the organization, and just it just seems like they need maybe there's waiting around for someone else to fall off another team, but they didn't do that during free agency either, really, except for that one trade where they just kind of like came on the side and got Michaela, which isn't a bad pickup, a former rookie of the year, but still they haven't really shown any signs of life over there. Besides the biggest free agency news of getting Brittany Griner back, which is fantastic. But
right, yeah. And I think we also got to remember that they're going to have somebody in for Skylar, another minimum salary player. So,
yeah, whoever that is.
But they can only go 11, is at least according to my math.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, MJ, who'd you have?
I have a weird list.
Okay.
I have Onionware, like you do. I have Shay. And then I pick Kylie Shook, Kylie Sissoko, and Essence Booker.
If you could tell me anything about Akadi Sissoko, that would I would learn one thing about Akadi Sissoko because I don't know anything about her.
I think she can score. I looked up some of them because I didn't know anything about them myself, but I ended up kind of going through the last like few names on the list on pretty much every team.
She was a third rounder, right? It sounds familiar.
That I'm not sure.
University of Minnesota. No, I don't think
that's your greatness.
Oh no, she was a USC. Yeah, she was the third rounder who was picked. I remember because the name was very unusual, and I was like, "That's a cool name." So okay,
yeah. And I judge that based upon their college careers, in that they're young, and eventually Diana has to leave, and you have to get some new blood in here. So why not now while she's still there? It's not like she's not valuable to some extent. She might not play defense right now, but I'm sure she can still pass some game down. And why not, you know, see if she can do anything with them. So that was kind of my thinking.
For sure. Yeah, this is a definitely a crapshoot team, definitely a team that could just wind up finding a player that is currently not on their training camp roster. Quite a few of these going around. All right, moving on up to yet another one, another big fat mess we have with the Seattle Storm. We have guaranteed salaries, Jewel Lloyd, Mercedes Russell, Ezzie Magbegor, Kia Nurse, and Sammy Whitcomb. I think Teresa Plaisance is making this team. Might even start the way things are going. Jordan Horston, I feel pretty confident about that one. I feel confident about Jade Melbourne because it just kind of seems that they've said we're going to give her a shot at point guard, 19-year-old player. So those are the ones I would describe as locks. I think Yvonne Turner is fairly likely unless they stumble their way into another pickup point guard, just because she is at least a veteran point guard and they would probably want somebody to a veteran point guard to back up Jade Melbourne. And then beyond that, I don't know. Kyla Charles is, I think, a player who hasn't necessarily disproven that she might be able to do something at this level. She basically was crowded out of Connecticut because of salary cap. So I could see her making the team. This is wide open, and this is another case of who is, you know, are they going to find players along the way, you know, maybe drop draft picks or something that they want to try.
Becky, we sound lockstep. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay, fair enough. Becky, who did you have?
Oh yeah,
this is
another one where like this can't be the final roster.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. There's somebody that is not on this roster, on this training camp, that I think is going to be on this team.
Yeah, I had Dulcie making it.
Okay, I love that. I love it.
Yeah, I included all your locks, including Jade, Teresa Plaisance, and Jordan Horst, and I all had his locks. And then I had Dulcie making it because that'd be great. It'd be fun to see. And then I had Kayla Charles as well. I think she's certainly shown she can hang in on a WNBA squad. It just hasn't quite had a spot to fit. I had Jasmine Walker.
Okay.
Shown some promise. And then, Yvonne Turner or Arela Garantis.
Right. Yeah. Arela Garantis, another interesting name a lot of people like.
Yeah.
It's rough. MJ, who'd you have?
I just said the same thing. Like, this roster looks not like a roster because we're used to seeing, you know, some big names and legends at this point on this Seattle team. So I just said, hell, they might as well just get all of the young players that they can and throw them to the wolves. So, yes, I got was Teresa one of the
Yeah, I had her guaranteed. I had her as a she's not a guaranteed, but I had her as a lock maker.
Okay, so I have her as a as one. Jordan Horston. I have Dulcie. I have Maddie Williams.
I can very much
or Maddie, however you pronounce it.
Yeah, yeah, I think it's just Maddie, but yeah, I can.
I had Maddie Williams right there in that last spot too. That'd be great.
I also have I do have Jay Melbourne and Kayla Charles, and then I went the MJ route and I got Jay LaVille too.
Sure.
And we still have money because this Seattle team is like,
you know what? So, that really should be the rule. You can have as many players as you want as long as you don't exceed the salary cap. And why not? If somebody's going out there and just doing a whole bunch of youngsters and rookies, have a 17 player team. Why not? Yeah, that'd be fantastic.
It's kind of your fault too, Snap, because it's that many drop downs. So
it's a lot of the drop downs.
I kept going. I went past the point of you can only roster. So yeah, no, I'm MJ here. Just throw one more in there.
There's another column here. I'm just gonna use that one. I don't have to do your drop down. I could just type in the name.
Yeah, and if I did have to drop somebody, it'll probably be LaVille. But yeah, I do have Melbourne, Charles, Dulcie, Maddie Horston, and Plaisance.
All right. Okay, final team, and I think the most interesting one. The guaranteed salaries for the Washington Mystics, who are the closest WNBA team to me at the moment. Elena Deladon, Brittany Sykes, Natasha Cloud, Myesha Hines-Allen, Ariel Atkins, and Shatori Walker-Kimbrough. Interestingly enough, they gave her the guaranteed deal. I think Christy Tolliver is making it. It would be kind of sad if she didn't. I think Shakira Austin is obviously making it. Tiana Hawkins is making it. So this is who I would have considered locks. But it turns out that Myesha Hines-Allen appears to be really hurt. And I don't know that she's going to start the season. So this only goes so far as this doesn't go. They're not replacing her salary, but they now seemingly really need bigs. I think Amanda Zowie-Bee is making it. Mostly because of that. I don't think I would have had her necessarily as a lock. But I think she's making it. And then, bring up my roster here.
Say
it, I added Anxler as the 11th player. And they can only go 11, I think. And then it gets down to 10 if Hines-Allen is out for a lengthy period. And I think that allows them. No, it's under 10. That allows them hardship if you can't field 10. I added Engsler, and I don't know that I would have had Emily Engsler make this team if Hines-Allen was healthy.
Wow. Understood.
Well, when she was picked up by Washington, I was like, why? Oh no. because there are a lot of teams that had like much worse depth in the front court.
See,
and I'm like, is she also a Tebow player? Because, you know, he wants his players to do certain things. Does she really get time when you have Shakira Austin out there? You know, how much time would she actually get? But then I heard about Hines-Allen. I read about it, and it sounded pretty bad, pretty serious, that it might keep her out for a bit. She is only now going up to playing 2-on-2. So I think it's going to be a bit before she comes back fully to play on the team. There is also the fact that there is not a hell of a lot of guards. Sykes, Cloud, Atkins. As for perimeter players, Sykes, Cloud, Atkins, Kimbrough, Tolliver. I guess that's okay. It feels like they need one more to me.
Lee Ming.
I would love it. I would love it.
She made my list for that very reason.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
And that might be that. That might be it. But they can't afford it under mine. If Lee Meng, I don't even think, well, yeah, I guess she could take that final spot instead of Anxler.
Guess what?
Oh, you didn't have Tiana Hawkins. I heard your kind of gasp.
I know. I was surprised that you did knowing that you go kind of in depth for real, like into the efficiency stats, and it's like stuff that doesn't show up on the box score for her, honestly. But
they really
just
like
looking
her,
at it.
I think they really like her.
Yeah, and she's good for what she does too. Like, I'm not taking anything away from her, but if you know, for the box score watchers out there, they'll go look at her and be like, "Nah, this ain't it."
But yeah, I can see Li Meng instead of a Zowie B or Engsler. I could see them just going with one of those two and then taking Li Meng. I would love that. That would be awesome.
So what about Elena Seneke?
It's either Li Meng or Elena Seneke. It's one of those.
I like
two.
Li Meng, though. I like Li. Same here.
And then there's Zelina Westbrook as an interesting.
If you would have had another drop down, because you know I have a negative list for this team. It's negative 51,699.
All right, Becky, we're acting a fool here. Come in and be the adult in the room.
Oh, I don't know. I just started changing everything up when you told me about the Myesha Hines-Allen rule, and now my math's all wrong, and I don't know what's going on.
Well, they still have to pay. I mean, her salary's still on the books, so it's not like they take that off. It's just that.
Well, but then I put Amanda Zowie B on, because I didn't have her on before.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like it's kind of going to be a fight between her and Tiana Hawkins, but if they need the big, then maybe they would.
Yeah.
This is one of those rosters where it's like, though, that fight for the last few spots at Washington Mystics are going to be so tight with some really, really strong players. We haven't even mentioned Jasmine Jones, who's one of my faves. I feel like any players they cut from the Mystics might get picked up, right? Because I could see somewhere
it is
else.
Like a really kind of interestingly deep. Yeah, in players that you think other teams might be interested in.
Yeah, and I think if I were in the Mystics training camp and I saw they picked up Emily Engsler, I would have been panicked because there are not a lot of available spots left, and bringing someone in a number four pick, you know, you think if you bring her in late in train, like, you know, bring her in right before training camp, you probably are relatively interested in her. And if I'm, you know, Jasmine Jones, if I'm Avina Westbrook, if I'm Elena Chineke, I'm going, oh, I don't want to hear here. Mm-hmm. But I'm hoping, I want all these players we just discussed on a team somewhere.
I know. This is such a great deep training camp full of just like interesting players. Maybe Christy could just like move to the coaching staff or something. Maybe she
That's what I was thinking.
No offense, Christy, but we would love you instead of yet another Tebow.
I mean, that's where she's heading. I think, you know.
Yeah.
Yes. Also, if she can just you know, throw some pearls on the ground in front of Eric Tebow, and then Christy Tolliver takes it.
We do not advocate injuring your head coach. We here at the Sixth Spot, just our lawyers, who is my dog, who is resting at my feet. He's Esquire, Lily Bits Esquire.
Becky's our lawyer, too.
Do not advocate injuring your head coach and taking them over. If we did, we would have advocated that for Derek Fisher years ago. So,
Bring back the player coach.
Sure.
Bring it back.
I'd love it. That'd be awesome. That is it for the 12 teams. Does anybody have anything else that they would like to mention?
Keep Li Meng.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah, because she's like my Rui, like how, you know, how she was for you last year. That's my Rui.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Yeah.
So
no, but it's awesome having two Chinese players in training camp on different teams. I think that's really cool.
Yes.
Yeah, I hope so. I'm always hoping. I like to get players from different places, you know, wherever they may be that we don't normally see WNBA players. It's dope. I love it.
I have one more thing too. Please hurry up and expand the league. Please. We need two teams like right now.
There's actually four Chinese players in camp because I completely just like forgot about Hanshu and in addition to Wang Liwei and Li Meng. That's awesome. I think that's really, really cool.
And they're all very skilled. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. I love it. So next week we are going to be doing our season preview, starting with the Western Conference. We're not doing the lesser teams and then the greater teams, because y'all didn't take very much of an interest in we do the lesser teams. So we're going to do it by conference, Western Conference first, because I think the Eastern Conference is the most interesting one. We will also have our picks for the quote-unquote minor awards, you know, the sixth player, rookie of the year, blah-bitty-blah-bitty-blah, and then we will leave the most important awards, which is the MVP and the sixth player of the year, because that's our brand. We'll do that. We'll divvy those up. We've got some collaborative things going on with some other people, which we will announce in short order as soon as they happen, and we'll kind of figure out the best way to present that stuff to you guys out there. Please look forward to that. And that's been it for the sixth podcast of the year for Robococo, MJ Tolliver, Snap Wilson. Please out there, have a great time. Be nice to each other. Go check out the Chelsea Gray hugging video, because it is just lovely, and you should all watch it and feel good about yourselves. That's it. Peace out.
Peace out.
Goodbye.
Kaboom.